You are listening to Into the Wind, written by William Loiseau, narrated by Andrew Hoops. Chapter 1. Hazel.
Hey, kid,
a gravelly voice called from behind me. Startled, I turned from bailing the afternoon's rain out of my sailboat and saw this creepy old lady about 15 feet away on the dock, not far from where I'd left my bike. She was sitting in a wheelchair and looking straight at me.
Kid,
she called again, rolling right up to my boat and touching it with the toes of her rubber-soled shoes.
This boat, is it yours?
I recognized her, though I didn't know her name. She owned the Art Barn, a tiny garage on Main Street where she sold her paintings of the beach and the bay to the vacationers who take the ferry to our island from the mainland. Yes, I said, and I almost said, would you get your feet off my boat?
Will you take me out in it?
She asked. Up close like that, she looked scary, her pink scalp showing beneath her wiry white hair, her hands knobby, her chin whiskery, her face wrinkly and gray as driftwood. She wore a baggy blue sweatsuit.
Will you take me sailing?
Mom and Dad have always told my sister Lizzie and me to be nice to old people, and Lizzie, being so smart and perfect at everything, would have found some nice way to get out of this situation. But I just looked down at my soaked sneakers and hoped this old lady would roll herself back down the dock and let me get on with my work. She didn't move.
Kid, will you take me?
I tried to put her off. Maybe, sometime.
Why not now?
Was she kidding? My boat is an old catboat. Beat up, but beautiful. It isn't much bigger than a rowboat, so even if I wanted to take her sailing, how in the world would I get her and her wheelchair aboard? Couldn't she see that the boat was still full of water? Look, I said. My sail's all rolled up. When I'm done bailing, I have to go. She cocked her head like a seagull.
Where?
I have things to do.
Oh?
One of her wispy eyebrows shot up.
Like what?
Things, like homework, math. At this, she cracked up laughing, a kind of cackling sound, throwing back her white head so I saw that some of her back teeth were missing.
Homework? Ha! On a beautiful afternoon like this in the summer?
Unfortunately, it was true. I did have homework, usually. I'd failed math a few weeks before, after it got hard to concentrate on anything. So now I had to go to summer school, and I had to pass the course to start sixth grade with the rest of my class in September. It was also true that on that particular day, the day after the 4th of July, I didn't actually have any homework. Now the lady was shaking her head slowly in disbelief, like I didn't even know how to tell a good lie. Look, I don't know why you're asking me all these questions, I said. I hardly know you.
I've seen you around, she replied,
not laughing anymore.
And every now and then your mom comes into my shop, just to look around.
She paused, thinking. The wrinkles on her forehead tightened.
But I haven't seen her for a while.
What did she know about my mom, and how was it any of her business? I looked across the dark blue of the bay and the darker blue of the sound toward the mainland, a thin green line like a thread on the horizon. Trying to focus again on bailing, I started scooping and pouring faster and faster, scooping and pouring, scooping and pouring. In my boat, there are always things like this that I can do, things I can fix, things I can take care of. Unlike some of the other things that I couldn't do anything about. Like she had nothing better to do, the old lady just sat there and watched me bail. Along with the scooping and pouring, there was the rocking of the low waves, the squinch of the rubber fenders against the dock, the screams of the gulls, the sticky, salty smell of the breeze, and the late afternoon sun baking my back. 10 minutes later, she still hadn't moved, and it was getting more and more creepy, her sitting there, just watching me like that. You know, I said, looking up, my name isn't Kid. She leaned forward in her wheelchair.
What is it?
Her shoulders were sloped, but she held her chin high. Her eyes were gray, but gleaming.
No, really, I want to know. You remind me of someone.
Her eyes stayed glued on me, and for a second I had the sense that if she was closer, she might have reached out and touched my arm. Rusty, I answered. My name's Rusty. She nodded.
Okay, then, Rusty. Will you take me sailing, please? I'm done with work for the day. I'd love to go. I haven't been in years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?